with Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The results are in for Montana's new Common Core Education Assessment, Smarter Balanced. In the schools that were tested, 38% of students scored proficient in math and 45% scored proficient in English. Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juno says these numbers shouldn't be compared to proficiency results of the past because education standards have changed.
It's a new test based on new standards. Our expectation that we would see a slight dip in what we're used to seeing just because of the idea that we've seen, you know, higher, clearer, more rigorous standards actually being implemented across the state. It'll take a while to catch up.
Students in grades 3 through 8 and high school juniors were scheduled to take the Smarter Balanced online test for the first time last spring. But 18% of Montana's schools were left out because the company that provides the test had technical glitches. After the technical troubles were discovered in the test, school districts could choose whether to offer the Smarter Balanced test. So the data released Monday represents about 70% of possible student test takers in Montana. Superintendent Juno says this data is still useful.
We're going to use this as a baseline because that's what we have. We have the state aggregate. And school districts that tested all their students will have a baseline as well of how their students perform. Whether we put validity into these scores on a statewide level, you know, remains to be seen, but, you know, I thought it was important that we at least get these scores out there, given that we have them.
Juno says Montana's results are similar to other states, with new Common Core standards tests, and results will get better as teachers and students become more familiar with the test. Eric Fever, president of the union representing public school employees, says this year's testing data reflects more on the design of the test than the students being tested.
Montana's kids are still doing well, and they will do better as we move through time if you're going to use standardized instruments as your measurement stick. But I'm one of those that thinks we should pay less attention to the test scores and more attention to the grades that teachers give and let teachers show you what their kids know and are able to do.
Superintendent Juno seconded the importance of speaking with teachers to understand student progress and said teachers could help gauge student growth within Common Core standards. State Representative Deborah Lamb has written bills attempting to move Montana's education standards away from Common Core.
So what is the value of it? We're spending millions of dollars on a test that isn't telling us anything. And the amount of testing hours, now I realize we're going to cut back somewhat in Montana, but the number of hours spent on testing is very, very high. The downside is taking away from classroom instruction.
Testing time is being cut this year. Superintendent Juno announced today that high school juniors will no longer be required to take the annual Smarter Balanced assessment. Instead, they will take the ACT. Juno said testing time will shorten in all other grades because officials have decided to cut a Smarter Balanced classroom activity. Juno said the testing platform that had glitches last spring will be changed for the test this school year. Because of the botched job with testing, Montana's Office of Public Instruction reached an agreement with the company that creates Smarter Balanced that cuts the cost of the annual fee in half, around $375,000. Montana's 2016 Smarter Balanced testing begins at the end of March. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.